3 migrant farm workers arrested in northwestern Vermont have been deported to Mexico. That's according to Migrant Justice. The deported workers were among the 8 people arrested last month by federal border agents at Pleasant Valley Farm in Berkshire on suspicion they were in the country without proper documentation. Farmers across the state have been keeping a close eye on this case because Vermont's dairy industry depends very heavily on migrant workers. Vermont Public's Bob Kinzel sat down with Agriculture Secretary Anson Tebbets this week to discuss how this case could affect the future of dairy farming in Vermont.
Anson, I'm not sure that a lot of Vermonters are aware of just how dependent the state's dairy industry is on migrant workers. So tell us about this. How many workers are there? And what would happen to these dairy farms if these workers were no longer able to be employed there?
Well, these workers are essential. They've been in Vermont for a very long time, decades. Many of them have been on the same farm for a long time. They're part of the fabric of the farm. Many farmers tell them they consider them members of their family. So, you know, some estimates have been anywhere from 750 to 850 workers from foreign countries are helping out with dairy. That doesn't include maybe family members that they have as well, because there may be some children, there may be a spouse, there may be a significant other as well.
So without these workers, these dairy farms would be in big trouble. How would they cope with that situation?
Well, they're essential workers. They do a lot of work around the farm. They milk cows. They do the cropping. They take care of the calves. And the reason that we rely on a migrant workforce is because there is not enough local help. And this is not unique to Vermont. Just every state has this situation, whether it's maybe in the produce world, they rely on help from other countries. So it's not unique to Vermont, and it's been with us for a while, and they're members of our community. Some of them, the children go to their schools, and so it's essential if we want food, if we want to, you know, and every day we can go on to the supermarket or the co-op or, you know, the food bank. Everywhere we go, we have an abundance of food. And we are relying on a tremendous amount of foreign help to produce that, package it, and get it to the store shelves.
So would most of these folks be considered, quote, undocumented? And what does that mean?
Well, I think most would say that, you know, some are here with the proper paperwork, and there's some most likely that may be undocumented workers. So I think that's a given, and that's been in place for a number of years. You know, I think it started in may have started in dairy in Vermont, but it's extended to other industries as well, as they've faced the same pressures of finding a workforce.
You've been in touch with a lot of dairy farmers from all across the state in the last couple of weeks. What are you hearing from them about this issue? Is there much concern out there?
I think there is concern. They're worried about their workers. They care about them. As I mentioned, some of them really feel them as part of their family. And of course, they're important to their livelihood as well. So I think there is concern. I think some of the reaction is some of the migrant workforce is not going off the farm as much now as they may have prior to the new administration. So they're changing their shopping habits. Maybe they're not going out as much. Maybe they're going to a different community, maybe a smaller community, et cetera. So all those things. And I think our farmers are, you know, helping in any way they can to make our workers, you know, feel safe and protected and valued as they are.
So when they express these concerns to you, what do you tell them?
Well, we're kind of in a difficult spot. For the most part, this is a federal issue that at some point I hope we can address in a meaningful way. The workforce is here. It's been here. We hear things from Washington that we're going to protect the borders. We're going to secure the borders. We're going to do that. And some of the, you know, violent criminals that they believe are here are going to be, taken care of and maybe deported. So So maybe those things happen, and maybe we achieve that, and maybe there is a climate now to sit down and have real reform. Like, what does this look like? Because we're going to need this workforce in every single state, whether you're red or blue or whatever state we're in. We're going to need this workforce if we want, you know, the abundance of food that we have now.
Are you optimistic about the future of Vermont's dairy industry?
I am. We just released a report. You know, I'm not going to sit here and tell you that everything's rosy. That's not the case. But we did find that it is still a major player in the farm economy, and it supports other industries as well. So it's about a $5.4 billion economic engine in Vermont. There are some warts. There are some, you know, factors in play that, you know, Vermont doesn't have a lot of influence on, and that's, you know, the federal milk pricing sometimes is still a yo-yo for everybody to follow.
Agriculture Secretary Anson Tebbets, many thanks for being with us today to discuss these important topics.
Thank you, Bob.